Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubuque Ruston Monroe, 97.7.
It's time for the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on Sports Talk 97.7 is also brought to you by Courtesy Automotive Group, Walpole Tire, Dairy Queen. Text us at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in, Bleed at Tech Blue Radio, BC, Beck Haynes, John Tabor, Sports Talk 97.7. Appreciate you joining us on this Thursday night. I know when we went off the air last Thursday, we said, hey, not going to have a show until March 21st. Get a text from John Tabor on Tuesday. He's like, hey, y'all wanna do some Bleed Tech Blue on Thursday? The schedule's wide open. And I said, sure, Tabes, why not? Dunkin' Dogs will be in the middle of a conference tournament run. Diamond Dogs are hot. We need to recap that series win over Southern Miss. Well, never mind on that. Never mind on the conference tournament run, but why not? Let's have Bleed Tech Blue Radio. And then I get here tonight, 6:01 p.m., March 4th, it's Pi Day.
Oh, the old Pi Day.
Old Pi Day, 314 out there.
What do you prefer?
Solid apple pie guy with a little ice cream.
I like a little cherry pie myself.
Cherry? That's the worst pie of all.
More of a strawberry pie.
A strawberry pie.
Only from a grandma.
Solid.
I'm not a strawberry. Like a good pecan pie.
I do too.
My sister makes a really good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Pumpkin's a little overrated.
It's hard to find a good pumpkin. There's so many bad pumpkin pies.
It's not bad. I
hate sweet potato pie.
I like it once a year.
If it's orange, I'll tell you one thing. I ain't eating the baby food.
Not doing it.
So it's 6:02 on this Thursday night. And let me just tell you something, Beck Haynes. The best thing that's happened to me in the last 20 hours is the young man holding the door for me at QT about 20 minutes ago. Ain't a whole lot's been going right. What has been going right? We're going to start with this because, after all, we are the most optimistic people in the history of the world when it comes to Tech athletics. Shout out to Brooks Store. She got a dub this afternoon over Jacksonville State. Advanced to the semifinals. Texas is now 14-18 overall. That was a 60-54 win over Jacksonville State. For an encore, they'll be back in action tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m. against 27-4, 17-0 in conference play Middle Tennessee. But hey, put together 40 minutes, you might make a run. All right, that's about all the positives I got for tonight. You got anything else?
About it.
I mean, I ain't got much more. Let's get to baseball later in the show. Okay?
Okay.
They're only 18 games into this thing. They're sputtering.
13-5. Okay. If I'd have told you we're starting 13-5, what do you say?
I'd probably be pretty happy.
Yeah. Just not this way.
Not 12-0, then 1-5. No.
It ain't looking pretty.
Oh, man. Too Legit to Quit says, the key line, Tech gonna Tech. It's a popular line. Let me tell you something. I thought that this was the year. It had been 33 years. Beck, did you know that we've never seen Tech in an NCAA tournament?
And you know, since we've been alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not even as an infant. Can't even fake it till we make it.
What conferences have we been a part of?
Probably like the Sun Belt, the MAC, the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, the American South, the Big 8, Conference USA, the WAC. The Big Sky, the Big East. Hell, who cares what conference we've been in?
I mean, it matters, you know. What?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of mediocre ones, and we haven't found a way to get over the hump.
In 34 years.
33, but there's no end in sight.
Ain't happening next year.
No.
I mean, you alluded to it a little bit. No, hold on, real quick.
You said it ain't happening next year. Let me tell you something. I ain't never buying it. I promise you.
You're going to be surprised.
I don't care if it's football. I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, softball, track and field, hockey, soccer. We do have a club hockey team. Like, I ain't buying it. I'm done with it. Go ahead.
You're going to be shocked, but I lost my train of thought in the middle of your little rant. Oh, you alluded to it at the end of the last hour with Sean, but it's really quite impressive that just 1 year. We haven't got lucky. Because honestly, that's what it takes. This year in Conference USA Basketball, there's a lot of parity. It's not a super widespread array of talent.
I agree.
But what that allows to happen is a team getting hot at the right time, getting a little lucky, winning three games in a row, and going to the big dance. Like, that's how that happens.
Like, just hit a half-court shot one time.
Hadn't happened one time.
Like,
just hit one. And last night wasn't particularly close.
No. Like, I felt like... Hold on. Let's rewind a sec. I agree with you. There is a whole lot of parity in this conference. I agree with you. But here's the deal. Conference USA Player of the Year.
I know.
Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year. Newcomer of the Year. Third team All-Selection. Honorable mention All-Selection. Like, hey, you had the best team.
I'll say this before we get real negative. Shout out to Bacho. He plays his heart out.
Played like
Absolute
a dog.
Absolute heart out. And had a game of his life last night.
Played like a dog. 24-11. Always three blocks.
Always does.
Shout out to you, Bacho. Can't wait to watch you in the red, white, and blue next year.
But you better believe we're going to find some player on the other team to have a career night.
Of course.
Porter, whoever that kid is, couldn't miss second half.
Yeah, looked like Allen Iverson out there.
I mean, I don't understand why.
Big fella inside, looked like Jokic. Hell, if I don't know.
Put two or three guys on, doesn't matter.
And, listen, like I said, I picked Tech to win this conference tournament. But I'd be lying to you if I didn't have a little bit of thought, like, hey, BC, like, you might be a little bit optimistic. Like, hadn't happened in a while. Probably not going to happen. But, hey, you know, like, thought we might lose at some point. Not to the 13-18 Blue Raiders. They're not even the Red Raiders. They're just blue. You look at their coach on the sideline, like, good Lord, he's got a bottle of jail in his hair. Looks like you on a Monday morning. And we talked about this last night. You and I had some great conversations. You're up 5 at the half. Probably should have been up 15. Middle Tennessee played like absolute crap in the first half. And you only led by 5. And I was feeling a little uneasy about myself. Forget the fact that it's past my bedtime at the half. Come out the second half. Middle Tennessee hits a 3-ball to open things up. And oh boy, here we go. You know what happened when they hit that 3-ball? Somebody went down to the sideline, had a sewing needle in their hand. The old buttocks was a little clenched on the Tech sideline. And you could tell for the remainder of that second half. It's like, boys, you're the better team. Go be some dogs. Don't need a bunch of cats. I mean, we can see it coming from a mile away.
You may know the answer to this. I mean, this team has struggled to close it out late. We saw that early in the year. How do you prepare for that? How do you practice
you
for
that? You execute on offense and practice. Like, you got to have some go-to set. And listen, I thought offensively, and that's a lot of...
Because if we can see it, like, you see it happening. It's not even like, man, they're it's like they're bad shots. You can tell that it's a one-trick play, like,
we talked all year. Tech's number one offensive team in the league, number one defensive team in the league. But I thought in that game, I thought what Tech wants to do offensively, they got to a lot of their spots. You isolated Isaiah Crawford. You got Talik Chavez driving to the bucket. Probably doesn't help those two combine to go 9 for 34. didn't exactly pick the best spot to struggle, which, listen, like, that's basketball. But you can't go 12-18 at the free throw line. Middle Tennessee was 19-22 at the charity stripe. They were donating to charity, point by point by point. And you get to March, and I think we saw it for really the duration of this game. Like, Tech shot 18 free throws. They probably could have shot about 50 with how physical that game was.
They let a lot go.
Yeah, but they don't call fouls in March. Like, you know what you're getting into. Ref's going to swallow the whistle. They're going to let you play. And Tech didn't make the plays. And I've gotten to the point in my fandom where when Tech used to lose a game, like, it would crush me. Like, I'm talking, like, don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
Oh.
Like, I ain't happy. And I've got a... I'm 32 years old. Like, at some point, when you get three kids, you better learn to be a dad and a good husband and start growing up a little bit. Some of you out there will listen to me on the radio and say he's an arrogant, you know what, doesn't know what he's talking about, he's always negative. Mm-hmm. Some of you will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've mellowed out a little bit. But last night, like I said, I'm 20 hours later and I ain't over it. And it's like I said too, I guarantee you ain't fooling me again. I'm not coming in here saying this is the team, regardless of sport. I ain't doing it.
Should we pick football right now so we don't fall victim to this come August?
Vic.
3-9. Book it. Tabes, write it down on the board.
I probably have my media pass revoked. So it's best we stay away from that.
Okay. 3-9. Write it down. Tabes, on the board. I'm not falling for it.
We ain't writing an article before the year about how many games the Dogs are going to win.
No,
I
we're not.
You that.
We're not.
I ain't doing it, Tabes.
Reports on spring practice going to be a little light, too.
We'll see. Get us on that Rejuvenate hotline or text on 888-993-7762. We'll be back right after this.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're part of a team. This is Smoke Harris with the Bulldogs. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Ginn's Auto Body Ruston, North Louisiana's premier auto body service center on Industrial Drive in Ruston, where quality collision repair begins.
Every day is game day at the dugout in Ruston. Warm up with our bases loaded nachos and fried pickles. Make the call to the bullpen for that home run chili cheeseburger combo. And our chicken wings and chicken strips, well, they'll make you feel like an all-star. And you have to try our new Texas tacos. Plus, the dugout has the best frozen daiquiris in town. That's the Dugout, 2008 Champions Way in Ruston at the Ruston Sports Complex.
At Rejuvenate, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement therapy. Let us be your age-defying clinic.
You've heard about it? We've got it. Semaglutide, rejuvenemedical.com.
At Rejuvenate, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement and weight loss therapy. It's time to begin your journey to a better you. Rejuvenate Medical, now open in Monroe. RejuvenateMedical.com.
Uh-huh. You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
All right, we're back. BC, Beck Haynes, John Tabor, Sports Talk 97.7. Had a text on the personal text line.
Right.
We are the guy that buys drinks for the girl all night because she flirts with us. But ultimately, she ain't leaving with us. Also had a personal text said, did you have a tech shirt on at the QT and he felt bad for you?
Maybe.
No, I didn't, but I should have. Mike, you get some favors done around town. All right, I got a question for you. Both of you. What are your most heartbreaking losses? Just had a text in.
For tech-wise?
Is the show sponsored by Charmin tonight?
Yes.
Possibly. Also had one said, Ben, I'm surprised you didn't just tech it and not show up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, so toughest losses.
In life or tech?
No.
In tech.
Yeah, like I don't, like death is probably your toughest life losses, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'll start. Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I don't remember that one as much.
Rustin.
I don't remember that one as much.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to go Texas A&M.
That was a heartbreaker.
That was a heartbreaker. The only thing that made that one a little sweeter was that game was awesome. It just ended before we were done celebrating. Like, we were jumping up and down, and then all of a sudden we ran the two-point conversion, and it was over. But I was like, man.
Yeah.
We showed up, you know? That was impressive.
That was a classic tech tease.
Ooh, classic tech tease.
We got 2014 basketball tournament. We fall out and have an RPI in the 30s and don't get an at-large. One said, I forgot getting left behind in Conference USA. That one doesn't bother you?
No, I mean,
you like this piddle puddle league?
No, is I'm going to tell you, as recent goes, like we've been burned a lot, you know? I've said it before. It's kind of like having – like I love tech with my whole heart, man. I really do. But it's like having a kid that strikes out 100 times. It's like you still love them. You know, sure, it's super embarrassing, you know? But, like, you still love them.
Yeah.
And if I know he strikes out 100 times, do I go up there? Or does he go up there and me sitting in the stands thinking he's going to hit a home run? Like, no. Like, sure, I don't want it to be this way, but I still love the kid.
Still punching out a lot.
And I'm comfortable there. Like, I can love this university and also know they're going to let me down. But I don't give them too much, you know?
It's like an abusive relationship.
It does make me question and wonder. Like, it's becoming a lot more of a theme than it used to be. Like, I know we had our little 6-7 game bowl streak that you love.
It's just who we're meant to be.
My gosh, that is far away, you know?
Oh, let me add you a nugget on that. Tech was 8-1 in that 2019 year, okay? Suspend Jamar, suspend Hardy. You remember Hardy, 4th-round pick?
Yep.
Might have suspended one other. You obviously lose to Marshall.
UAB. That's a heartbreaker, yeah.
But, hey, since those suspensions, do you care to know what Tech's football record is?
You're saying that was the dagger to the program?
16-35.
Oh, it was a program dagger.
Thanks, Tommy.
Oh, that is disheartening.
Donald says, so we going with UTEP versus Middle Tennessee in the conference chip? That'd be something. Donald, I don't give a rat's behind who wins it. I ain't watching.
You're not a Conference
minute.
USA basketball fan, is what you're saying?
I ain't watching another minute. Joey for Little Rock says, in the past 10 years, Tech has had 3 Conference USA men's basketball player of the year, most of any team in the league. 0 tourneys.
What's the closest we've been? We've been to the championship game before, right? Recently,
yes.
In the last 5 years?
Went in, 2021, and we got jellied by Jelly Walker.
Yep. I remember that one.
Went in 14 versus Tulsa. Brett says, I can only think of 2 times recently when Tech didn't tech. Baseball winning the conference tournament. Tech beating Southern Miss back-to-back on that Saturday afternoon. But we did ultimately lose the championship.
Yeah, but I didn't even care.
I didn't either.
That was awesome.
Honestly, I was laying in bed last night, like a puddle of tears. And I was thinking about moments where Tech has risen to the occasion.
Nice short thought process, huh?
Well, yeah.
Pretty short.
Well, I fell asleep within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, those are the only two I could come up with.
Why is that not in our why is that not our instinct?
I don't know.
It's not like we're playing, like, really quality opponents here.
No.
Like, these are all schools that are like us.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
That's what's so hard for me to understand.
And I honestly think, and Sean asked me this at the end of the sports company, like, I think that's why when you hype up a basketball game against Sam Houston State and you're expecting a great crowd that you only get 3,000. It's because folks that have showed up for those games in the past or that have watched those games in the past are like, you know what? I'm not going to go the extra mile. And at the end of the day, like, I think we can all sit here and say that, like, at Louisiana Tech, like, we have good athletics.
Yeah.
Like, are we relevant nationally? Like, really relevant nationally? No, other than baseball. Like, we're not really relevant.
Right.
Now, you might come across a Tech logo, like, oh, La Tech. But you're not like, hey, I don't want to play those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, NC State's kind of got that for me.
Okay.
Like I don't really want to play. Is that what you were thinking?
I was going to ask you, who are we in the P5?
I mean, NC State's one of those that's like every – I mean, I don't know if we're them, but they're a team that, like, I see them. I don't know a ton about them, but I'm like, man, the times we have played them, they kind of kicked our teeth in a little bit.
Yeah. The team I came up with, and this is a little out there, but I came up with Penn State.
That is out there.
You can compete, but you ain't winning a championship.
Right, but they're pretty relevant.
They're pretty good in football. Yeah.
They got a lot of fan engagement up there. The old wideout game, they love it.
But that's who I kind of thought of.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Will the people biggest disappointing, heartbreaking losses? It's easy. 2012 Utah State, the cascade effect from that loss cost the AD his job and led to years of inexperience in the athletic department. It haunts us to this day. Brett says, disappointing losses, 2021 to 2023 football season. He's got Brett. 27 games in there. Texas A&M game, Arkansas game in Fayetteville, Mississippi State game, both home and
away.
You
know what? The SMU Hail Mary game. That one burned my biscuits.
I've got one for you. Y'all two probably aren't old enough to remember this one. November 26, 1999. Tech rolls into the Coliseum at 8-2, 25th in the nation.
And we got hammered. But Rattay did throw it 70 times that day. FSA Tech did shut out the U in a bowl game. They did.
Yeah, but it was like, it was a lowercase U because half their guys set out to go to the league.
And half their team doesn't make the league anymore.
No.
Let's see. Ed chimes in, says, lost to Oklahoma in basketball. Ball is still sitting on the rim. Never forget that TV shot of the ball on the rim for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Joey from Little Rock says, La Tech is the Seattle Mariners of college athletics. They have some good regular seasons, but they'll flat out kick their fans in the groin in the postseason. Could say the Minnesota Twins on that one as well.
Yep.
Jason says, Tech passing on bowl versus ULM and then getting snubbed by other bowl games. All right, let's go to the Rejuvenate Hotline. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Quint, how are you?
Doing good. Well, I got to say, doing good out of instinct. I'm not doing good. I'm like you, Ben. It sucks.
I agree.
I'm going to go ahead and answer this P5 question because there's so many heartbreaking moments that I don't know if I can fit them into an hour and a half show for you.
All right.
But if Tech doesn't hurry up and show something, we're going to wind up being dang Oregon State and getting lost, getting left at the altar when everybody comes to raid Conference USA for the next round of conference realignment. And we're going to have to go into some NAIA conference because no one else wants us.
Yeah, we're on the fast track to the Southland, possibly.
Oh, no, not the South one. I mean, the South one got ESPN Plus coverage before we did. We're going to be under the South one.
Good point. Great point. That's a good point.
No, I mean, we're going to have a turn of events where we're going to start winning again to get moved up to the South one.
Quint, I hope you're wrong.
A lot of talk about going D2 around here, Quint. Maybe we can try that.
I don't know why we would try that because we can't beat the people that we're currently sized up with anyway.
Good stuff, Quint. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, in this land of mediocrity, in this land of heartbreak, in this land of negativity, shout out to you, Ryan Ivey, because you got the Diamond Dogs on ESPN Plus.
He sure did. I don't know how he did it.
For that.
He probably can't tell us how he did it.
No, but I appreciate the living heck out of it. You know what? You had a layup coming from left field, first day on the gig, and boy, you dunked it.
No, I would just love to be a fly on the wall, and it was me. He comes in there and says, so why aren't we doing this? And
I'll tell you this, too. Kind of noticed that the old social media has gotten a little better this
week.
Have
you noticed?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not saying it's perfect. Definitely got a cleaner feel to it.
Does it?
Unnamed texter says, looking forward to the football rivalry recentenary after the round of realignment. Beck, how would you evaluate the interest in football at this moment?
I mean, and I'm not even, man, it's like how honest are you is the question here. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I mean, it's pretty low. It's pretty low. This time last year, we had the whispers of Hank. We knew Hank was coming,
Hammer
right?
Hank, Hurricane Hank, Hair Raid Hank.
He definitely brought some optimism, had some nice highlight tapes on the YouTube.
I know you loved watching that Florida State game.
I just was like, man, we got a gunslinger. Excited about that.
Future team captain.
Yeah. That put my butts in the seats, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So, we don't got a Hank right now. Signing period. I don't know any of these guys. They're high school. That's why I don't care about recruiting. Not I understand big. It's important, but I don't know them.
A whole lot of buzz.
Three seasons in a row at 3-9. That'll kill the buzz.
Just say 16-35 in the last 51. I think that'll do enough to speak for itself.
It's just tough, Ben. It's tough.
Brett says, possible bright side. If college athletics had relegation, we'd typically be good enough to survive the cut. Typically. Man, it's tough. I hate using the A word.
What was our record in basketball?
22-10.
So we are good. We're 12-13-6, 5 in baseball.
But we're good.
There's teams that are worse. There's teams not far down the road to the east that are real bad.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I want to discuss like obviously you can be mad after a single game. But like I'm not saying we deserve more. But is it right of us to say, like, no. Like, we need more. Like, good's not good enough. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
Check out the Courtesy Automotive family with Courtesy Direct. Click it, pick it, then come get it from our floor to your door. That's Courtesy Direct at buycourtesy.com. Shop 24/7 online or at two lots filled with seven of the leading brands, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Jeep. The Courtesy Automotive family off I-20, exit 86, north and south of the interstate in Ruston.
Oh, Courtesy, a great place to buy a car.
Hey, Tech fans, coming in town to watch the Dogs play? We'll stay with the whole family at a fully furnished home in Ruston, Monroe, or one of our area Great Lakes. For more information, go to staywithsouthern.com. That is staywithsouthern.com. And Bleed Tech Blue listeners, listen up, because this offer is just for you. BTB listeners, use code BTB24. That's BTB24 for 10% off any and all stays. Again, staywithsouthern.com.
Hey, DQ fans, every day is a lucky day with a Mint Brownie Blizzard treat. With a refreshing blend of brownie pieces, choco chunks, and cool mint, this treat will put you in the springtime spirit. Pretty sure that DQ treats made March my favorite month with a Mint Brownie Blizzard treat. So follow the rainbow to your nearest DQ location to get yours before they're all gone. Only at participating DQ locations. DQ, we're happy. It tastes good.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're a part of a team. This is Anna R. Robertson with the Lady Texters. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Want to find stuff out about Tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Well, Loyola Chicago, they're not very clutch at the free throw line, but what a massive offensive rebound to tie the game in overtime against the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Quint chimes in on the Rejuvenate hotline or text line. You can get us 888-993-7762, says we had a gunslinger until Coach took the bullets from his gun. Unnamed texter says looking forward to football season so it can end, hoping they do well. Steven says I'm a realist, and I understand the heartbreak us Tech fans go through, but all I hear all the time is fans aren't bought in. We can't get people in the stadium, and all we have is negative publicity.
No, is he saying that's all we have, or is that what he hears?
Yeah, all I hear all the time is our fans aren't bought in. So I guess he's saying that.
That's what he's hearing?
Yeah, maybe he's saying the athletic department's saying we need more buy-in.
There's a base layer of fans that are bought in, and they go no matter what.
There is.
Every school has that.
And it probably should be more.
What is it, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it is.
Let's use this example. Baseball. Like, Tech baseball has been relevant on a national scale for 2 or 3 years now. I think they have a really strong base of fans. And listen, it's a lot easier to fill a baseball stadium than it is to fill a basketball arena or a football stadium. But I will say, like, we just said, like, Tech athletics as a general rule is good. But what I think, and it's kind of like you alluded to with the bowl games, while we liked winning a bowl game, we wanted the next step. Like, win a conference championship game. Compete for a automatic berth in the New Year's Six Bowl. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, like, we agree. Like, we have a good basketball program.
I mean, if you ain't playing for championships, I'm like, what are we doing?
Like, at the end of the day, like, I think we've been to 3 NITs in, like, the last 9 or 10 years. Am I going to support Tech if they go to the NIT? No, duh. But, like, also, like, I ain't pumped about the NIT anymore.
You know what NIT stands for?
Not in the tournament.
Not interested, Tapes. I ain't watching.
Tapes, this guy's a legend.
I'm not watching.
You've been saving that one all show, haven't you?
I just thought of it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Tech's 22-10. I don't think they're getting an NIT berth. But if they did, I'm asking you, if they made a run, say, to the final 8 of the NIT or the final 4,
I'd watch.
Would you feel better?
No.
Okay. CBI, CIT, pay for play. In or out?
Well,
like, you got to pay to play in the tournament. Past that point of the program. I don't disagree.
I mean, I just couldn't care about, I mean, maybe if they make it all the way through a championship, like, it'd be cool to say you won the NIT, but, like.
Yeah, but do you remember who won it last year?
No, I don't remember anything about it. I don't remember. Can't tell you one
they
team
don't
that
even
played
play
in
at MSG
it.
Anymore.
No. Played Hinkle Fieldhouse where Butler plays. Maybe Gordon Nothing Hayward against, can present no, the trophy.
I mean, the players don't want to play losers? In the NIT.
Yeah.
Do the players want to play?
Yeah, I'm sure they'd play
no,
in the NIT. Yeah.
They don't care.
Normandale going to come measure the
you
basket?
Think the team yeah. this year, with yeah. Big Dance hopes, wants to go play in the NIT?
Yeah.
No shot. No shot.
Ed says, Hester said after the loss we should look at its season in its totality.
Yeah,
but before
I would
that,
say that
said
too.
We're playing for March. Which is it? Listen.
You got to say that.
Yeah, I think as a coach, it's, and we've talked about
otherwise
this before.
Otherwise you're saying, like, I failed.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It's kind of like after a game, regardless of who you lose to, the coach is always like, hey, they got a good team over there. That's a good program. Or they played a really good game tonight. Like, you're always going to get the quote-unquote coach speak, and this isn't towards Talon at all. Like, I think we all wish, like, you know, whoever your coach is at whatever university you support, like, take Matt McMahon, for example, at LSU. He loses to Mississippi State in the first round of the SEC tournament today. You would really like if he walked in there and was like, hey, that group across the aisle from us, like, they ain't very good, and they shouldn't have beat us today, but they did. Like, we would all love to hear that.
Yeah.
That's why I'll never be a coach. Unnamed texter says, until we move our business as usual mentality, our results will continue to be what they are across all sports. Isolated good seasons, but no consistency. Six chimes in on the Rejuven Me text line. Of course, you can get us 888-993-7762. Good to hear from you, Six. Says, trust me, when you lose interest, you lose support, and you lose wins. And it's damn near impossible to climb out of it. He ain't wrong.
Here's the deal. We talk a lot about how, I mean, it's all available on TV now. It's expensive to go, blah, 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 whatever your excuses are. But, like, if you have a can't-miss product, like, if you have people
they'll
that
be
are
there.
Genuinely bummed.
They'll be there.
They got something going on and they can't be there, like, and that hurts. Until it hurts people to not be there. Like, it's just, you're not going to get the 5,000 to 7,000 in the tax. It's just not going to happen.
And it's the product on the floor, and it's everything that comes with that.
It's in my season tickets getting messed up. Is my
yeah? Is somebody sitting in my seats and I have to remove them?
Yep.
Is the concession stand long as crap?
Yep.
Are they out of jambalaya in the bottom of the first? You know what I'm saying, though? Like you can sit here and you can say, hey, like, we can't get fans to the park. We can't get fans to the arena. Well, like, are you doing everything on your side? And listen, I understand, like, everybody involved is humans, right? I agree. I don't think aliens are roaming this place. Hell, I don't even know what an alien typically is. But, like, if you're working on the athletic side of things, like, you have a thankless job. Because, like, the only time anybody's ever really going to thank you is, like, if they're your buddy or if they see you walking out of the arena after a big win. Like, hey, man, that's fun. You know, thanks for getting me tickets. Like, but on your side, you're also in charge of making everything run correctly. And the coaches are in charge of making the product look, like you said, like, you can't miss it. Like, go back to 2021 baseball. Like,
oh, I was moving my schedule around.
Yeah, we're taking off work. Like, hey, I ain't missing today. Like, that host of the regional. And that's a little bit of an outlier. Like, you're not going to host a regional, but, like,
there was just buzz around that team.
Like, I bet people owed me $500 for the number of tickets I bought. Like, I probably bought, like, 15 tickets.
Did you?
Yeah, and that's not I'm not talking about the money, but what I'm saying is, like, that was a can't-miss product. Like, you weren't missing it.
Let me ask you this about baseball. I've heard some complaints. You know, the season ticket deal, they're hard to get, right? There's a list.
Yeah.
It was,
correct.
Is, whatever.
Yeah.
So part of the complaint is, like, if you buy a season ticket, you're obviously not at every game. There's a lot of empty seats. Those are obviously all season, mostly season ticket holders. Yep. Is there not a, like, what do you think about that?
Well, first off.
Is there possible to have a pool the season ticket holders can say, hey, I ain't going to be there.
Okay,
put it back
off,
in the pool.
If you need tickets to a baseball game, like, pay $9.95 a month and you can get one on Bleed Tech Blue.
They're handing them out.
Like, our people will volunteer. Like, if you need three tickets, like, you'll find three tickets.
Really?
Every game.
I love
hands
that.
Down.
I love that about us.
Now, we're top of the line. And listen, that's $9.95 a month. Whole heck of a lot cheaper than a season ticket.
Or a ticket.
But yes.
One ticket.
Yes, you are correct. Like, there's a season ticket waiting list, and basically what Tech chose to do, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but when the new stadium was first built, They sold every possible season ticket that they could sell. And so the only single game tickets that are on sale are standing room only, which is in right field, or every opponent gets like three or four tickets per player. It was four when I was in school. I don't know if it's the same. But if Northern Colorado is coming to Tech, like all 30 of their players aren't bringing four people with them.
Right.
So say they only use 35 of their 120 tickets.
Then those go back on sale.
Those go back on sale, but they're not announced till the morning of the game.
Right.
And I have no problem with that, but I think, and we've talked about this before, a lot of people, when they're mapping out their week, it's not like, hey, do y'all maybe want to go on Friday if we see some tickets for sale on Twitter?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, we're doing this Friday, we're doing this Saturday, you know, whatever. There are ways to resell tickets. Tech doesn't use that, though. But that is something where, and listen, like, if you're a season ticket holder, you'd obviously have to participate in it.
So there's other universities that have programs that are like university sponsored.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like a
StubHub. Well, I don't know if it's university sponsored, but it's like they do it through Ticketmaster.
Okay. But it would be like, it's not like, it would be like for that purpose. Like,
yes.
Tech would point you to that direction. They'd say, hey, go here.
Yeah, if you call for tickets,
why don't we do that? Is that something we got to pay for?
I guess it was too difficult to do.
Because you do look out. Like, I was at the game Friday night. It was Southern Miss. And there was a lot of empty seats.
There were.
And you know those are all bought tickets.
Yep. And to me, though, Beck, and it's like you said earlier, like, we love this place. But things like that that don't get done, you know why they don't get done? It's just easier not to screw with it. Tape, should I have not said that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like not putting the games on ESPN Plus.
I mean that
over a certain amount of money.
No, listen,
it's just easier not to mess with it instead of going to bat and saying, you know what, Lane Burrows is a dog. I'm putting this product on the
game. That ticked more people off. Like that was the biggest turnoff you could have done.
Yeah,
it was like a middle finger to the fans.
Oh, I agree. No.
I can't tell you how many people told me they were
just your fans for your best program on the campus.
Oh, people were ticked.
Like I've never seen Tech fans react like that, but I don't blame them.
I can think of one other time they got pretty ticked. We won't go there, but I can think of it. Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, back in
Wasn't
November.
That long ago.
Yeah, it's like FS said, why should I drive 25 miles to see a game that I might not get into? Let's go back to Friday night. And listen, I don't have any problem with the ticket operators. I'm walking up to the J.C. Love Field. I'm pulling up my Tech app, and this doesn't happen to everyone. My phone loses service. Okay.
Oh, you're standing out there looking like a dingo.
So I can't pull up my tickets. And I'm sitting there like, I show the guy, and he's like, well, you're going to go have to wait in the ticket line. Well, the ticket line was like 14 deep. And so I'm like, well, what's my alternative right here? And everybody's going to say, well, put it in your Apple wallet, BC. Well, dear God, sorry I got other things going on that didn't stick the old tickets in the Apple wallet.
I think
wallet
you were holding
too.
A kid or two, weren't you?
Probably. And luckily, Mrs. BTB was there, and her phone didn't lose service, and so I got in. But what I'm saying is, like, there's got to be, like, print the tickets or something. Like,
My favorite thing is making the pregnant mom with two kids walk 6 miles back to the parking lot because she doesn't have she has a small bag that's not clear.
That's not clear that has diapers and some diaper cream.
It's like,
in
listen,
it.
I know you don't want to do that for 600 fans, but maybe you make an exception and look through her bag real quick instead of making her walk back to the parking lot.
Sink says, you guys know I'm not a Tech guy, but I do enjoy listening to you guys talk Tech. Turning me slowly into a fan. Just picking them up one
we
by
need
one, Sink.
We need them.
Brett says, best team on campus is baseball? No, bowling is.
Yeah.
They are top 10.
It's about to be BTBB. Just so we have something exciting to talk about.
Oh, man.
We are 13-5, Ben. Quit whining.
All right, let's talk some Tech baseball when we get back. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, Sports Talk 97.7.
As summer comes to a close, you may have a kid heading off to school. That's a great reason for a complete car checkup from Walpole Tire and Service. They'll diagnose check engine lights and service everything from brakes to shocks and suspensions. And if that car needs tires, you'll find big rebates on the largest selection of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Continental, and more. Walpole Tire and Service, Ruston and West Monroe. Visit walpoletire.com.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're part of a team. This is Smoke Harris with the Bulldogs. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Ginn's Auto Body Ruston, North Louisiana's premier auto body service center on Industrial Drive in Ruston, where quality collision repair begins.
Every day is game day at the dugout in Ruston. Warm up with our bases loaded nachos and fried pickles. Make the call to the bullpen for that home run chili cheeseburger combo. And our chicken wings and chicken strips, well, they'll make you feel like an all-star. And you have to try our new Texas tacos. Plus, the dugout has the best frozen daiquiris in town. That's the Dugout, 2008 Champions Way in Ruston at the Ruston Sports Complex.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Dwayne chimes in on the Rejuvenate text line. Of course, you can get us, 888-993-7762. Show's been blowing up tonight. We love hearing from you. He says simple things. He's like, just do the easy thing good.
Yep.
Like we talked about last week, when you post on Twitter the batting lineup, don't say the Stadies, and say the starters. Don't have two third basemen.
Try to spell their names right. Poor Logan McLeod just got drugged through the mud this year.
Yeah, Logang.
Logang, McLeod. Yeah.
Don't say there's a single to midfield. Know the game a little bit.
Right. A drooper.
A drooper. Well, a drooper scores two. Have articles out, serve popcorn, don't let it be burnt. If you're going to have some po' boys at the park, don't run out of bread in the third. Just do the little things.
I feel pressure now.
Just do those right.
I feel pressure to eat in the first inning because I'm scared it's going to be gone.
Oh, you doggone right, you better. Unless you want a cold sausage dog.
And everybody else feels the same because that line is long.
Yeah. Ed says, Ben, softball needs some love from you. Yeah, Ed, you're right. Josh Taylor.
Fantastic job.
You a dog. 17-4, I believe. Walk-off dub against the Demons the other night.
You know what? Ed, we'll have a softball player on the show soon.
You want to?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I sure do.
17-4, 3-0 in the league. I haven't looked to see where they're headed this weekend, but the good thing about 2024 is there's such thing called the internet, and so I'm pulling it up right now. But unfortunately, the internet ain't working too well.
We're starting. My oldest is starting softball this year, so I'm about to begin at the softball. She asked me the other day, do big kids play softball? And I said, they sure do. You want to go to a game?
Oh,
are they free?
I think weren't they at one point?
They were a couple
years ago. Until you got that new yard.
Yeah, she asked if big girls play. And she's like, do mommies like mommy play? And I was like, I mean, some of them do.
They have pro softball, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
She want to be a pro already.
Yeah, she just wants to know if the big kids are playing.
All right, let's talk baseball.
All right.
Enough
softball for you?
Yeah. Right. So, Beck, we came in here last Thursday night. Baseball team was 12-1, had just lost 6-4 to Xavier.
Talking about how we were glad they got that loss out of the way.
Yeah, didn't want Southern Miss to break the streak. Old Golden Eagles.
I tell you what, they came ready.
Well,
you
did they ever?
Well, I could just feel it a little bit. I was like, man, we had a good start. I mean, sure, we're hungry. But the last time Southern Miss was up in this joint, they got skull drug.
Let them have it a little bit.
Yeah, so they got a little chip on the shoulder.
So,
you knew they were coming with some fire.
Southern Miss comes out that first inning Friday night. 2-0 hits a tank down the left field line. 2-0 hitter Billy Butler. Let me tell you something about Billy Butler.
Looks just like Billy Butler.
that used to play for the Royals.
Yes.
He really does. And he hit one left center field, little Johnny. Actually, his might went dead center. He came up later in the game, and I think he hit one off, like, the light pole, but, like, not the light pole, like, the light pole.
The like, light the at light. The top of the pole.
Yeah, like, oh, crap, ball just landed in our studio in here. Like, ball was hammered. Golden Eagles win, 9-4 Friday night. Come back Saturday, Tech takes an early lead, Luke Nichols pitching well. Southern Miss takes a lead, Tech responds, 3-3 game in the seventh. Little drooper on the infield. Bates throws home. Catcher's unable to make the play. Two-run score. Golden Eagles up 5-3. Lane Burrows like, forget this. I ain't burning my closer on Saturday. But game gets away. Tech loses 11-3. Come back Sunday. Tech gets in that Golden Eagles bullpen, and they ain't very good this year. Drops an 18-burger. You'd love to have that in fantasy every Sunday afternoon. Win 18-11 to salvage final game of the series. So, you know, you come out of that series, and a lot of people are like, golly, like Tech allowed 10 runs a game, didn't play good defense, you know, this and that and the other, what'd you think? And kind of my thoughts after the series was this. Lane Burrows could have easily left Ethan Bates in the game on Saturday, and you lose 5-3. And I asked the question, do you feel any better if you lost 2 out of 3 if the Saturday game's 5-3? The answer was no. And so I'm like, all right, like, you didn't play well. Like you said, Southern Miss kind of had a little bit to prove. They hadn't been playing that well. But I was like, all right, maybe things settle down. You kind of get back to kind of who we thought they were.
Right.
Well, Tuesday night happened. Tech goes on the road. Went on down to Natchitoches. It was a meat pie Tuesday out at Brown Stroud Field. And boy, by gone, them meat pies weren't filled with meat. They were filled with poop. Because dogs played like poop on Tuesday. Just didn't play very well. Infield single, walk, infield single, dub. Like, a lot didn't go right. You lose 11-5 to a 4-12 Northwestern State team. Coached by Chris Bertrand. Do you know where Chris Bertrand used to coach?
No.
LSUS.
No.
I don't know if he's a head guy, but you speak coaching. By the way, Demons got 30 new players this year.
30?
Yeah. Lost a bunch of seniors. Old head ball coach headed down to Southeastern. What a lateral move. So they got new roster.
Okay.
Bad loss, though. Then last night, I was like, all right, like, ULL's coming to town. We don't like those Cajuns. They're a bunch of frauds. They're 8-7. Saw their coach pin a guy up on the wall when they were at Minute Maid a few weeks ago. Tried to blame the pitching coach for a 3-run dinger. Didn't go so well for old boy. Don't know if he's in the portal yet or not.
Oh, he was a player?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You jump out with 3 spot at the bottom of the first, and you're like, all right.
We back.
Hey, we about to hang them on these dogs. Nope. A few innings later, it's 9-3. Dogs fight back. They lose 9-5. Lost 5 out of 6. And
2 in state that you hate to see.
Listen, you hate to see. I think you can be okay with the loss to ULL more than the crappy Demons. By the way, they're coming to Ruston again this weekend, so I don't know why I'm calling them crappy. Because they might make me eat my words. But I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't a little bit concerned right now.
Yeah. You know, I'll go back to the Southern Miss game. I was there Friday night. I didn't go Saturday or Sunday. Sit on the berm. About the 6th inning, I mean, it seemed like every ball that came off their bats was hot. Like, they were just seeing the ball, hitting the ball.
Yeah, they had little slow pitch softball bats.
I made the comment a little loud. I said, man, they just hit the ball hard, every one of them. And a Southern Miss fan turns around. He says, first time all year.
Yep.
He said, first time all year we've put the bat on the ball. And I'm thinking, of course. Of course it's against us on Friday night.
That's right. And
you know Burrows wanted this one. He wanted
it. You darn right he wanted it.
He wanted it bad.
And listen, kind of cranked Southern Miss up. They went and beat a good Alabama team in the midweek. But I don't necessarily, like, for me, this doesn't necessarily fall in the category of you can't win big games. But I will say this. Last Wednesday, Tech was 12-0. Let's think about this. 8 days ago, Diamond Dogs were 12-0. Duckin' Dogs were getting set to host a quote-unquote conference regular season championship game at the TAC. You know what we are since then? Try 2-7.
It's not good.
It's been a rough week. And I think for Lane Burrows, Undamed Texas says Bertrand was the pitching coach and associate head coach at LSU. I appreciate that nugget. Remember old Bertrand? My days at Bird, he was, you know, right field wall was right behind our backstop. You know, we don't play on campus over there at CE. So I think for Tech, the big thing is this. Obviously, you got to pitch better. But I also think, like, defensively, like, there's been some mishaps defensively. Feels like it's kind of a circus in the outfield on fly balls. Booting a few. You hate an old booter. Not throwing a whole lot of strikes on the mound.
I'm not picking. All right, but this is just an interesting fact. Okay. I'm not picking. I'm not a baseball player. Turf is skippy, okay? But did Kasten Furrow have one error in 4 years at UNO?
He did.
How many does he have this year?
Six.
Listen, that's a hard spot, okay? Shortstop's not easy. I'm not dogging Kasten Furrow. That feels more like a...
Baseball gods evening it out.
Yeah, Tech got him. I mean, what's in the water, man? What is in the water?
That's exactly.
What is Aramark feeding this kid that ruined that?
Oh.
I mean, five more,
well, I tell you,
and five more in like 1/10 of a season than he had in 4 years. Do I think he's losing his eye? What was
it? One error in a year.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
Okay, keep going.
He only played there 1 year?
No, he played there 4 years, but his last year.
The stat was one error. Yeah. Okay. All right, that makes me feel a little better.
Okay, good.
But again, yeah. In one whole year, no, what are we, 20 games into this season?
18.
18 into
the score. Yep.
He's having one every three games.
Yeah.
Hey, been really impressed with the kid otherwise.
Darn good at
just
getting
figure
hit by
out
pitch.
What was going on at UNO and bring it here.
Oh, man. How bad?
I say that is not a knock on Kaz. That's like, of course it happened.
No,
to
it's
us.
A baseball guy.
Yeah, it's like, of course. Of course.
Like, it's going to even itself.
We're going to go find a kid that doesn't make errors and make him have errors.
Yeah, like, he ain't getting coached worse at Tech. Also, like, how bad, like, Lane Burrows isn't listening, but.
We don't know that.
But, like, how bad do we need baseball to be good?
And maybe that's why it hurts more this year for everybody. Again, we are 13-5.
Like we're good.
We're fine. But.
But! It can't be 14-7 after this weekend.
It can't be.
Like.
It better be 16-5.
Yeah, like we need it.
It better be.
Need some bounce back.
But, Lane, if you're listening, we need you, man. We're still here. We're behind you. Nah. We just need you.
Quint says we just need to get some trash cans like the Strohs.
We just may need a little run to Omaha, Lane. That's what may get us through 2024.
We talked about this last year. What do you think of the old watches they wear to call pitches? Have you noticed that?
Not even noticed them. The pitcher's wearing it.
Yeah. So they wear this watch and they look down and it's
like an Apple
watch. It says fastball.
No, that's what they're doing now?
Yeah. Pitcher and catcher has it. Team started it last year, I believe. Tech didn't use it, but they were using it this year. Tech used the earpiece last year to the catcher.
And then
now they
sign
have
them
a
in.
Watch.
Now pitcher and catcher have a watch. Yeah.
And
what do you think about that?
I think you can have one fielder or two fielders that can have one too.
See, what there's a little bit of like sweet old baseball that I wish it was still signed.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I fall too. Like I kind of wish the olden days where you had to mix up the signs, runner on second.
I felt the same about instant replay. It's like sure, but it's like that's kind of the.
It's kind of where we're going.
It's kind of where the sweetness of the game is when you got that old crazy umpire that may or may not can see very well. Like.
Yeah.
Sure, it hurts you sometimes, but sometimes it helps you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mr. Robinson.
You know where it gets people? Is that one umpire in the MLB that blew the perfect game for that dude, and that was it. That was the dream was gone.
Oh, Galarraga.
Called the guy safe, and he was out by 4.5 miles.
Yeah, he had about 19 ERA the remainder of his career.
Oh, ruined him.
Might have got his cleats in Cooperstown, but that's about it.
You know, that doesn't happen? I don't think replay comes.
You listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Be back right after this.
It's bow time. There's only one thing you want after you just enjoyed a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit from Bojangles with juicy country ham, and that's another one. Well, here's some good news. Right now, for a limited time, you can come to Bojangles and get two country ham biscuits for just $5. That's not one, but two fluffy country ham buttermilk biscuits, made from scratch all day long with our 49-step recipe. It's time for cravings to meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
At Rejuvame, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement therapy. Let us be your age-defying clinic.
You've heard about it? We've got it. Semaglutide. RejuvameMedical.com.
At Rejuvame, we specialize in medically monitored hormone replacement and weight loss therapy. It's time to begin your journey to a better you. Rejuvame Medical, now open in Monroe. RejuvameMedical.com.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're a part of a team. This is Anna R. Robertson with the Lady Texters. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's Uncommon Bankers or visit online at ln.bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Tech fans, coming in town to watch the Dawgs play? We'll stay with the whole family at a fully furnished home in Ruston, Monroe, or one of our area Great Lakes. For more information, go to staywithsouthern.com. That is staywithsouthern.com. And Bleed Tech Blue listeners, listen up, because this offer is just for you. BTB listeners, use code BTB24. That's BTB24 for 10% off any and all stays. Again, staywithsouthern.com.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries, just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Kind of quick response. Welcome back, Bleed Tech Blue Radio. BC Beck A's John Tabor. All right, Will the People says, what's been going on in Ruston for the past 2 weeks? He says, quarter break. How much focus is lost.
Hey, do you
every year our team struggled during quarter break.
That's an interesting thought. You know, when we were in school, it was not 2 weeks off. It was like 3 or 4 days, come back,
yeah,
3 or 4 days, back, gone for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Hated it. Always said that was the dumbest thing. The year I graduate, the next year I hear they're doing this 2 week thing.
Well, I'll say this, and like that is a very interesting thought out of Will of People. When you do get quarter break, and like I would imagine as college athletes, you are a definite creature of habit. Whether it's weights, then school, then practice, or, you know, whatever.
They ain't going to school. I mean.
Oh, get out of here.
Ben, these superstars on our campus, they ain't going to school. They're doing online.
Possibly. Man, I loved good online tests. Used to ace those, boy. All right. Did you hear Nick Saban's comments earlier this week?
Yeah. I saw a video. I didn't realize it was this week.
Yeah,
that's why he retired. NIL took him right out of the
day. He said, I'm for student athletes being able to share in some of this revenue. The number one solution is if we have some kind of revenue sharing proposition that did not make student athletes employees. That may be the long-term solution. I don't want them to be employees, but I want them to share in the revenue some kind of way. He said,
make it if you earn it. The old.
Here's the thing with NIL. I don't know, and listen, I think we all kind of have this idea of where we're headed as far as, like, at some point they're going to share the revenue. I think that why NIL, a true NIL can never work is because of pay-per-play. Like, because donors want to win, they don't care if you work for them. They want Alabama or Liberty, whoever, to win. Like, they don't care. Like, and listen, I'm not barking up some tree like I'm ticked off. Like, that's why you're never going to get true NIL. I will say this, and this was alluded to in the meeting with Congress the other day. by the ACC president, Jim Phillips. If you get into a true revenue sharing model, that is a slippery slope when you consider that football and men's basketball is the only two sports that make money. Because you're going to take away a lot of sports. And I think Alabama AD Greg Byrne says, like, in a fiscal year, we would go from 28 sports to 6.
Like, explain that. Like, why? Why?
Because the tennis team, the women's golf team, the women's basketball team.
Yeah, I know
team,
they don't make money, but why not just share, like, don't share revenue with them?
Because the football team's funding them. They're not going to take that money out.
So you're, by sharing it with the players, you're taking it from the tennis team, the golf team, is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, no. So say your football program makes $40 million.
Okay.
Okay? And you have to give the players 50%.
50?
What? That's kind of, that's what the NBA is, like 51-49.
Okay.
Owners to players.
Okay.
So 50%, $20 million for a round number. So that $40 million that your football program made, you're giving 20 of that million to your players. Are you going to turn around? Because they're arguing they're not getting the money for the money they're making the school.
Right.
So how are you going to, out of that $20 million, how are you going to start spreading it to the tennis team? They're not helping making the money.
Mm-hmm.
Golf team's not. And so all they're going to do is abide by the Title IX laws, which says same number of women athletes or a certain percentage have to get the money or have to have scholarships as men, and they're going to cut the other sports. And, like, we hear all the time, oh, we're for the student athlete. We're for, like, are you? Because if you get into this model and there's no more, like, I would imagine women's basketball survives as one of the premier, you know, women's sports, but, like, a lot of softball programs be cut.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, that's a 20, I mean, 50% is a big number. I mean, how many student athletes do we have at Tech? Do you have any idea? Is it 1,000?
No, probably 250, 300.
That's it?
Yeah. You got 85 football, 12 baseball, probably 12 softball, 14 women's basketball, I think 13 for men's.
I mean, you talk about, you better take $1 million and divide it over 300 athletes. That's $3,300 an athlete.
A year.
A year.
They're getting that now.
Through?
Cost of attendance.
But you're adding that on.
So you think they'd be happy with
it? I'm just saying, like, a lot of them aren't getting anything for NIL.
Okay, now do the million divided by only your 85 football players.
I feel like I should know that off the top of my head. 11,000?
Okay.
12,000?
You think they're going to be willing to give their 8,000 up so that more women can have sports? Or really, even men. Like, there's going to be baseball programs that are cut because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Golf teams, track and field. Like, I think it's a very, very... And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I got the right answers for it. But, like, I think Nick Saban...
Is something better than nothing? Like, would they take that?
Well,
if you can get them to not be like, I deserve...
If you're a football player... I don't know.
Yep.
Like, because, and I
and
say
that's
this
scholarship. What about the guys that are playing that aren't on scholarship?
I guess they're not getting a piece of the pie. And I guess, too, you know, you take a guy. Let's say.
But this. I guarantee you, you pay. I mean, you spread $1 million out over the football team. There ain't $1 million in NIL money going to that football team. At Tech.
I agree.
So they got to be.
But Tech's not the one making this decision.
Right.
This is the big boys. And like, take a guy like.
But that doesn't solve it. It's like, hey, come play at our school. We make $50,000 more than Tech does.
Yeah.
In revenue share. It's the same as NIL. It's how big is your checkbook.
I agree. But it takes out, for the big boys, it takes out donors literally buying players.
$2 million for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole arch. I don't know what the answer. Let's see. Unnamed Texter says, according to LTAC, in January 2022, Tech has around 320 student athletes.
So no, that's good. Good guess. Yeah, that's good.
So, I don't know. I think, like, You take it from a Tech perspective. Say you have a guy like Isaiah Crawford, like really good player, really good college career. You don't necessarily know what his professional career is going to look like. It's not as clear. And you could potentially, let's say, pay him $15,000 a year through revenue sharing. But you're like, hey, man, you know, we got to add all these other sports with you. I know they're not making money, but instead of $15,000, you're going to make $3,000.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the athletes are willing. Now, at a place like Tech, does it matter? No. But, like, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and that's just using an example. Like, I just think that we're going to get into all this different stuff. And I don't know that there's a clear solution because we talk about Big Ten, SEC becoming semi-pro or, you know, a step below the NFL. Like, and I'm not saying people aren't going to watch them, but, like, it's kind of like, to me, you'll basically have the NFL and the UFL again.
Yeah.
They'll just be 18 to 22-year-olds.
Jeez. That's a tough spot. You opened a whole can of worms with all this.
Are you buying a PlayStation 5 for college football coming out?
Am I going to buy one?
Yeah.
No.
You're not?
No. I got a lot of kids. Are you going to buy one?
You've had a few more?
No, I just still can't, three? can't be playing PlayStation. You got tons of time. You should do it.
If I have a little extra change laying around, I might try to talk Miss BTB into it.
Okay.
Might buy her like a rug or something, you know.
A rug.
No, we'll go halvesies. I'll get what I want. She can get what she wants. Right. You know, you've made a deal or two in your day.
Yeah, you're about to drop a grand.
Probably.
Because she's going to want to share in those profits. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I'm kind of like you. It's like, when am I going to play this game? Like, am I going to be the guy that's gaming until 11 o'clock
COVID at night? Happened, and like all my buddies bought Xboxes, and we played Call of Duty, and it was a blast. But then
I remember the day.
Remember the day?
Yeah, I remember.
And then their joke is that I was remodeling the house at the time, and I was like, guys, I got to go paint some trim. I can't be playing this. And I sold it.
You had to get out of it.
I had to get out because it was too fun. It'll take your time right up.
Tapes, how quick you buying that PlayStation 5?
Definitely.
Are you a gamer, Tapes?
I wouldn't say I'm a gamer, but I...
For college football, you will be.
Oh, absolutely.
That my favorite part of that game was just the recruiting part of it.
My favorite part was we would create a quarterback, obviously.
Oh,
you know,
swag
him out with all the armbands and the long hair and the visor, and he'd throw for 742 touchdowns, zero picks, throw for 12,000, 15,000 yards, and then not be a Heisman finalist because he started at Tech.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you could do. You never win in the Heisman.
You remember when you could play the his senior year of high school?
Yes,
and
high
try to get
playoffs,
him a four-star?
That was the coolest thing.
That was very cool, and it was cool how they had all the cities in Louisiana. I'm like,
it was awesome.
Bit.
I know. You know this one's going to be good. They've had a few years to think about it.
A few.
Yeah. Maybe 12? It wasn't. Maybe I could win the Heisman, but we could never get in the national championship. Maybe that was
probably
it. It was before playoffs, too.
Yeah.
So you can never get in the national championship, but then the next season you would always start.
Oh, college football playoffs going to 14 teams.
Starting this coming year.
2026.
That's why I don't care. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive, you know?
Yeah, it's a good point. I just don't understand how we just keep changing this puppy. Like,
the good old days are gone, BC. We used to go to bowl games at Tech. Used to not have playoffs.
We're going to get back to that Meineke Car Care Bowl one day, boy. Let's go ahead and take our final timeout. We come back. We'll put a bow on it. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio Sports Talk 97.7.
As summer comes to a close, you may have a kid heading off to school. That's a great reason for a complete car checkup from Walpole Tire and Service. They'll diagnose check engine lights and service everything from brakes to shocks and suspensions. And if that car needs tires, you'll find big rebates on the largest selection of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Continental, and more. Walpole Tire and Service, Ruston and West Monroe. Visit WalpoleTire.com.
At Louisiana National Bank, you're more than just a number. You're part of a team. This is Smoke Harris with the Bulldogs. Louisiana National Bank is committed to making every interaction with its customers and communities an experience that's noticeably different and more exceptional than any they've ever encountered. If you're looking for a teammate to help you achieve your financial dreams, come see one of LNB's uncommon bankers or visit online at ln.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, every day is a lucky day with a Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. With a refreshing blend of brownie pieces, choco chunks, and cool mint, this treat will put you in the springtime spirit. Pretty sure that DQ Treats made March my favorite month with the Mint Brownie Blizzard Treat. So follow the rainbow to your nearest DQ location to get yours before they're all gone. Only at participating DQ locations. DQ, we're happy. It tastes good.
Oh, courtesy, a great place to buy a car.
Welcome to the Courtesy Automotive family, where you'll find seven of the leading brands, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Two pre-owned lots, local qualified service departments you can rely on. You can shop 24/7 online at buycourtesy.com for all seven brands, plus pre-owns. Welcome to the Courtesy Automotive family, Ruston.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by Louisiana National Bank. Call or text the show at 888-993-7762.
Final segment of the show as we wrap it up on this Thursday evening. Appreciate all the texts. Appreciate the call from Quint on the Rejuvenate Hotline in Texas, 888-993-7762. Brett chimes in. BC mentioned the crux of the problem. NIL comes from individuals who no longer like the model since they pay a star player $1 million for one season. Revenue sharing will come through the university. So what do we have coming up this week in Louisiana Tech Athletics? Obviously, Brooke Storr and her Lady Texters will continue their run in the Conference USA tournament tomorrow afternoon, evening, 5:30 p.m. That game is on ESPN Plus, so tune into that. They're playing a very good Middle Tennessee team, so hopefully the Texters, or are they the Bulldogs or the Texters?
I don't know.
I'll call Eric Wood real quick. Hold on. I believe they're the Texters still. So they'll play tomorrow at 5:30. Tech softball will be on the road at those pesky Blue Raiders, Middle Tennessee, 6 p.m., 4 p.m., and noon, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All three of those games will be on ESPN+. And then finally, Diamond Dogs are getting back on track this weekend, boys. They will play host to Northwestern State, the old Demons, coming to Ruston after that midweek affair over in Natchitoches. Hey, tell me the best thing about Natchitoches.
They got that little brick street you can drive down.
They do.
They do some Christmas lights.
James, tell me what you got.
Come on, man. You were just talking about them earlier.
Dude, the meat pies. Meat pies are not that good.
You know what they got? A sit-inside Sonic.
You can go back to Alaska.
Taves, it's not Natchitoches.
I'm not a meat pie guy.
Meat pies do not do it for me.
I'm not a meat pie.
It's any meat pie out there ever.
I can't do meat pies.
We had them in our wedding, and I'm like, I take a bite, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Mini meat pies are a classic wedding.
Yeah, but what are we doing?
If I'm going to eat a meat pie, you better give me some ranch.
You know what's better than a mini meat pie?
A big meat pie.
A big meat pie.
Taves, you are a meat pie over there.
There's more truth to that than I care to admit.
Are you going to Superwoman We Leave Here to get some meat pies to go cook tonight? Probably.
No, but I've been up here since 6:30 this morning.
Oh, you're a little worn out, huh?
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you volunteering to do the show tonight. This was on you, big boy. All right, been a fun show tonight. I want to thank all of our guests that we didn't have tonight. Fun show breaking down all things in Louisiana Tech Athletics. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Don't know if Beck will be here. You going to be back?
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Depends on if I'm back from down south. I'm going to try.
I might be flying
heart.
Solo. Chase P might be here. I know John Taber will be here. BC will be here. So for John Taber, for Beck Haynes, I'm BC. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you.
The
Thanks for listening to the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show on Sports Talk 97.7. Brought to you by Courtesy Automotive Group, Walpole Tire, Brister's Smokehouse Barbecue, Dairy Queen, and Bienville Motors. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. with your host Ben Carlisle on the Louisiana National Bank Bleed Tech Blue Radio Show on Sports Talk 97.7.
And what happens when you make something about money, it only becomes about money. And not enough people have the long-term view of what true development of a player, true development of the human being matters. They just don't. It's how quickly can I make a buck? How much can I make doing it? Saban's speaking the truth, man. We've had this.
To get the rest of what Doug said,
podcast it
by searching The Doug Gottlieb Show.
And as always, you can hear The Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, right here
on Fox Sports Radio.
You can start your morning this way. Or start your morning with